Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I'm your host, Scotty Waz, and boy, this could be an entire show itself, as a lot of moving and a shaking in a Black Bear land this week, and not even this week, the past 2 days. And we'll talk with one of the new acquisitions here in a minute, but let's go over quickly these trades real quick, and then we'll break it down after the interview. First and foremost, we've got a big deal in terms of just shifting a little bit of goaltending around as Andrew Tackis was traded with an undisclosed draft pick and a tender contract to the Odessa Jackalopes. And for the Maryland Black Bears, they will be getting forward Hunter Brackett and goaltender Aaron Randazzo, who will be our guest here in a few minutes. Brackett is a 5'11", 181 forward out of Plantation, Florida, I believe that is. Been all over, mostly in the Northeast, playing with the Boston Junior Bruins and then to the Junior Rangers before landing in Odessa this year in the NA, playing in the NCDC as well. Stat line for him in Odessa, a goal, 5 assists with 66 penalty minutes. So a little bit of a scrapper, a little bit of a grit guy to come back into this lineup. And Randazzo, we've profiled here on this show many a time. 18 games, Elite Prospects doesn't have records for goaltenders, which is silly, but a .292 goals against and a .916 save percentage. So those guys coming in, and we'll talk to Aaron Randazzo about his connection with coach and GM Clint Millimuck, because a little bit of a situation there. The Millimuck family and the Randazzo family, very known of each other, as they both in the good old Notre Dame system. If you don't know the Notre Dame system, then hail Newt Rockne. No, Saskatchewan Notre Dame. Sorry. A big junior program up in Saskatchewan there. But the stuff didn't stop there. They got another Aaron squared as the Black Bears traded Ethan Heideprim to the junior Springfield Junior Blues for Aaron Swanson, who I believe is their captain at the time. 11 goals, 10 assists. In 31 games for Swanson, 5'10", 174 out of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. A big, big move for them. A leadership role, a 20-year-old, so he will be graduating this year. But you like the veteran presence. You like the fact that he's able to know what the NA is made out of. Played in parts of the season in Amarillo as well before going to Springfield. So veteran presence being a big thing here to bring in Swanson. For all this, in terms of the guys who are leaving, Andrew Tackis, obviously a DeMatha product, a local kid, played very well at times. Obviously, consistency, I think, all around for this team was an issue. But, you know, you kind of shake some cages, rattle some cages, and see how it goes. And that's just the nature of the business. Ethan Heideprim was a great energy guy that I thought, and I'm going to miss him a lot. And I know his family was big supporters of him, so it's kind of it stinks to see some guys you get close to and some guys you watch and some guys you like get moved away. But that's with all sports, that's what happens there. Heideprim leaves 21 points in the 40 games that he's played with the Black Bears, 5 goals, 16 assists. So it's a kid who's gone all over. So another destination for Heideprim. In that one with Tackis, 315, 899. So, like I said, the inconsistency there, but a Maryland kid, someone that, you know, carried the flag, the Calvert Cross, very well. So, thank you to those gentlemen for what they provided for the Black Bears and Black Bear Nation. It won't be forgotten anytime soon, and best of luck in their future endeavors. But now, one of the new acquisitions, Aaron Randazzo, is joining us right now. A great discussion about his short time being born in Annapolis and then before moving away, his father being an integral part of his training and his development, and why he chose St. Cloud, his time at Notre Dame, a whole smorgasbord of things to come with Aaron Randazzo. So it's me throwing it to me from an earlier interview. We're now joined on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews by Aaron Randazzo. Aaron, welcome to the Maryland Black Bears. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great.
I have to say, this is a bit of a homecoming. You were born in Annapolis and grew up in Minnesota, but I guess from your short time being in the Maryland area, what do you remember of it? What memories do you have of the Maryland, especially the Central Maryland area?
I moved away when I was like 5 years old, so I was pretty young, but my dad actually coached the Naval Academy's hockey team, so the memories I do have, a lot of them are watching his team play and that kind of thing.
What, now your dad, like you said, coach of the club team at Navy, what did he push you? How much was his involvement to get you into hockey?
At the start, I mean, he didn't push me that much. I mean, my mom wasn't, it's not that she didn't want me to play, but like they wanted me to kind of do what I enjoyed. And I mean, I obviously was exposed to hockey due to him and I enjoyed it and wanted to further my hockey career. And so since then, I mean, he's definitely been, help motivate me and help train with me over the summers and whatnot to make me the player that I am today.
How much of an edge do you think you have, being the fact that he is not only a coach but also runs the FCA Academy up there in Minnesota?
Yeah, it's definitely been great. He's got a lot of knowledge in the hockey world, and I definitely, being able to use his facilities over the summer and train with him has been a real blessing, and I enjoy every second of it.
Aaron Randazzo, newest goaltender for your Maryland Black Bears, joining us right now. And like you said, you moved at an early age. You went to the Alexandria area, and then on the move to Notre Dame. How much do you think keeping moving and advancing your career has helped you kind of mature at a younger age than most?
Yeah, I mean, I went up there at a pretty young age. I had the opportunity to play 1 year of high school my freshman year, just with the local team in Minnesota, and I played it, and I was just kind of looking for something different, a place with more games and a little higher competition, and Notre Dame wanted me to go up there, and it was one of the best decisions of my life. I really enjoyed it there, and moving away from home at a young age, I think, helped me mature faster than other kids, and I mean, up there, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and it's a big time hockey town, and it was a really great experience, and I had some great teammates, and I really enjoyed my time up there.
Did you know much of your new head coach, Clint Millamuck, while you were up there? I'm sure he had a little bit of a clout coaching up there with the junior A team.
Yeah, so he was up there with the junior A team when I went there, and his brother, Jeremy Millamuck, actually recruited me to go to Notre Dame, and so I know both of them pretty well, and I really like Coach Clint as a person and as a coach, and when the offer for me to come here was kind of put on the table, I was super excited, and I'm glad it worked out.
And Randazzo joins us on Chesapeake Hockey Week interviews. And I have to say, you're going to be in the NCHC coming up soon, a commit to the St. Cloud Huskies. You were in a race, I believe it was with where I'm at here in North Dakota, and also Yale. But what really stood out to you about St. Cloud?
It was definitely the coaching staff. I just, for whatever reason, I mean, all three programs had amazing coaches, but I just really connected really well with Coach Larson and Coach Oliver and Coach Gibbons. And I just really connected well with them. And they have a great program at St. Cloud, and it's really close to home too. And so just kind of everything kind of lined up perfectly. I'm definitely really excited to be a Husky in the future.
Now, you look at this season so far that you've had coming from Odessa, a little bit of a down year, probably not the results that you've wanted. As a goaltender, with the game being very a mental game as well as a physical game, how are you able to kind of keep focus in a season like this? And how does it feel, I guess, what's the feeling now transitioning going from a place like Odessa now to the East Coast and playing for Maryland in a completely different division?
Yeah, I mean, my time in Odessa, although our record didn't show, wasn't as great as we would have hoped, I went down there kind of knowing the situation, and I went down there to to try to help that program. And for the most part, I think I did all that I could, and I played pretty well. And it was, there were some guys on that team that were committed to getting better. And so it was good for the time that I had, and I faced a lot of shots and definitely, got better in different, situations. And so it was definitely a great experience there, but I felt like it was time to move on and go to a team that I can help, push through the playoffs. And then obviously with Coach Clint being here, it just kind of all, worked itself out and felt like it was the best option for me this year.
What can you tell us about the teammate that came with you, Hunter Brackett? What can he bring to this team as well? Because I'm sure in a package deal, it's nice to have a teammate to come with you in this situation. What is it about him that some Maryland fans might be turned on to?
Yeah, I was really excited when I found out that Hunter Brackett was going to be going with me. Like you said, it definitely makes the transition a lot easier. And when you go up there with someone, he's a really skilled player but really works hard. And I think he's going to bring some good work ethic to the team and he's a great teammate as well and a good team player. So.
And for yourself, for people who may not have watched many Odessa games or at you in the past, like what kind of playing style do you have? What can people expect from you in between the pipes?
Yeah, I'd say a pretty average size goalie, but I compete. I have a really high compete level, and I'm a more athletic goalie. My skating is definitely my strong point, and I'm really good kind of post to post and side to side with my movements and efficient and fast and able to make those first saves and then also make those next chances as well. So.
And of course, standing next to your tandem partner, Cooper Black, I think anybody can be considered average size. So there's that as well. So Aaron, we'll get you out of here with this because I'm sure it's been a lot of traveling and things like that for you. Get you settled in. But before we let you go, what has been your first impressions of this Black Bears team? How do you like the standpoint just coming in from an outside view now into the inner circle?
Yeah, it's been my second day practicing with the Black Bears here today and I've loved it and I'm just really thankful for the opportunity they've given me and Coach Clint for making a trade for me and culture wise the guys have been really really nice and accepting of me and pace wise it's been a good pace so far and we've definitely got some skilled players and I'm excited to see how the weekend goes here.
Aaron Randazzo, newest goaltender of the Maryland Black Bears. Welcome back to Maryland, and all the best in the rest of the season. I know we'll be looking on from here, and all the best, my friend.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks again to Aaron Randazzo and Colin McCarthy of the Black Bears for setting that one up as well. I'm excited for this kid to come in. I'm excited to see what he can do. I'm sure he'll get one game in this weekend against Jamestown at home. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you need to get down to the Den this Friday night. You need to get down to the Den this Saturday night. Friday night, it is college night. C-O-L-L-E-G-E, college. I think I spelled that right. Go to tickets.marylandblackbears.com and the Severn Bank Ticket Center. You can go ahead and get some single game tickets for this one. What's happening? College night. What happens when you plug in the code college? Booyah. Get some t-shirt. You get 20% off. Who doesn't like that? And a chance to possibly be the back of your head be on Hockey TV because it's the Hockey TV free game. I think we need to pack this barn. Because if we pack the barn / the den, if we pack the den and Hockey TV sees it, they're going to want to flock to see what the experience is about, folks. It's a big thing. Can't get on Friday because tickets are sold out? That's fine. They got another game Saturday. It's Groundhog Day night. Ned Ryerson will be there. Bing! You could go there. It's going to be double the intermission experience for you and yours at that game. Go to tickets.marylandblackbears.com. Click on that. It's going to send you to the Severn Bank Ticket Center. Get those tickets there. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's a revenge weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It is a revenge tour. Jamestown took two last weekend. They ain't going to take two again. Not this weekend. Not in the Den. Not with these new players here. It's a whole new way of life, kids. And the trade deadline's not for another week. So we got some things happening, folks. Get down to the Den right now. Turn this off and then get down to the Den. It might not be for another couple days. Just camp out there. Just say goodbye to your family. Tell your job you're not going to be in for a couple days. Get those tickets. Or just order them online and then just pick them up at the game time and you can actually be warm. There's that too. But that's it. That's all. Thank you for listening to my ranting and raving. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. Part of Chesapeake Hockey Week, which is part of the Faceoff Hockey Show media faction powered by Blog Talk Radio. I got to prepare for the Faceoff Hockey Show, which is going to be up on this page, this Blog Talk Radio / iTunes page here tomorrow. So that's a cheap plug for that. But in any case, thank you for listening. Take care of yourself and someone else. I'm Scotty Waz. Peace.